Betty Ridge.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is March the 20th, 2012. It is 6:04 p.m. And this is the regular meeting of the Kenya Teo Board of Trustees. And Tony, could you call them?
Yes, Mrs. Cousins?
Here.
Mr. Cronin?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
President Searles, board members, I do want to point out the camera in the back. That is our new district purchased camera that comes out of Gustavo's office, and we're doing a trial run tonight. This will not be posted on the internet. We're just doing a trial to see how the voice pickup is and things like that. We probably won't even film the entire meeting, but I do want to let you know that you are on camera, and we're moving in the direction of getting to the point where we can post these online, and tonight is the rough draft.
That's great.
Thank you. Everybody behave. With that, Ms. Maldonado, would you please lead us in the pledge tonight?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you. And Ms. Mendoza, could you read our mission statement for us, please?
Be happy to. Kenteo ISD will provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time, are prepared for higher education, or are workforce ready.
Thank you.
Item 2, Board Honors, Mr. Gavettis.
Board President Searles, board members, and Dr. Murphy, could you please join me down here on steps to begin our presentation today? Independent School District believes every child deserves a quality education that will prepare him or her for college and the workforce. To that end, the school board and administration have spent countless hours, not to mention sweat and tears, on efforts to improve the career and technology programs we offer our students at all grade levels. Today, we have proof that the work we have done is paying off. Nearly 50 students from Gunfield High School have been accepted and received scholarships to attend Johnson & Wales University, one of the premier colleges for students seeking degrees in culinary arts, hospitality, and other career-oriented programs. Officials from Johnson & Wales believe that the speed of having 48 of our Korean technology students is unprecedented. Also impressive is the scholarship haul these students are bringing. To date, these students are slated to receive $1,200,000 in scholarships. With us tonight, we have CHS teacher Melinda Castillo, who has brought with her 5 scholarship winners. Actually, she has brought 3. Unfortunately, 2 of them couldn't show up today. But with us tonight is Adam Martinez, who's studying business administration. Studying criminal justice. Nicole Valdez, who's studying criminal justice. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Ms. Castillo, you as well?
Come on up.
Oh, we have more Korean technology teachers as well.
Congratulations. You're going to go to Denver? Fantastic. It's in Denver, right? Congratulations.
I just wanted to say, and so it's noted that we were really, really supported by Mr. Fry, and also this trip would have been possible without the set off with our CTO coordinator. Without her, we would have been able to take all the kids up to Denver.
How many did you take?
We took 32 kids.
32 kids to Denver.
We sure would like to do it again next year, and it's been really, these kids have already paid their deposits for their dorm rooms, and they're set to go to Denver in August.
Come in the front, guys. Come in the front.
Yeah, it was a long bus ride. Thank you for your work.
Okay, guys, come on up here for a picture. John. Everybody.
Can I be in the back so I don't look bad?
That was our goal.
Let me get back here.
All right, here we go. One, two, three. Great.
Moving next to the students here today are going to the Denver campus of the university, but we do have students that have been accepted and may attend programs that are in Providence, Rhode Island, and Miami, Florida as well. So congratulations to your home. Deanna Davenport Elementary School has been making headlines lately, and it's for all the right reasons. DDE has had a stellar year under the leadership of Principal Martha Strobeck. The celebration started late last year when the National Center for Educational Achievement recognized Davenport for being one of the few schools in the country to be named an NCAA higher performing school. The award recognizes schools that not only have above predicted test scores at all grade levels, but also show tremendous growth in the number of students who perform at commended levels. As if this announcement was not enough, Davenport raked in another award, this one from Georgia Southern University, which named DDE a 2012 high-flying school for achieving high academic marks despite the socioeconomic challenges its students and community face on a daily basis. Officials from Davenport, as well as Dr. Murphy, traveled to Savannah, Georgia earlier this month to receive the award during the National Youth at Risk Conference. Davenport presented a video showcasing the great things happening in the community of Westway and the Camtheo ISD. Could Principal Strobeck and her teachers please come up and be recognized by the board?
Thank you.
You all need to be telling. Yeah, you're the star.
Y'all tell her what? You're in front of her.
That should be over here.
Yeah, y'all tell her.
Okay, right.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Big smiles, everyone.
Okay, she's right there.
There's two of them, so hand them out. Give one to them. Okay. There you go.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
I just want to say a few words, and the only thing that I can say is thank you to my teachers. The effort and the prize belongs to them. Yeah. The award belongs to them. I'm Dr. Strobeck from now on.
We won't forget so easily.
No. He told me in 2 seconds, but it took him 5 years. Thank you so much.
Congratulations to Judge Gordon. Westway Community Oliphant Field. For President Searles, members of the board, Dr. Murphy. For President Searles, members of the board, Dr. Murphy, it's a great time to be a Benthio Eagle, and this concludes today's board recognition.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Chair?
Yes, sir.
President, I just want to comment. The Davenport teachers, I just want to. I was able to go to Savannah and participate, and it's just so great. You know, there's only like 6 schools in the entire nation that won that award this year. We were the only school west of the Mississippi River.
Yes.
And it's great. And I just want to share that, you know, when I did my 2-day visit, which I think was back in January at Davenport, just how impressed I was with how hard the teachers work at Davenport. And that was really the thing that came across to me. You know, I would go in a room and it would be no big deal. They were on task. And I just want to commend you again. It's easy to see how you, once you're there and you visit, how you do that with the student population you have. It's just in grit and grind and hard work with those kids. And I was very impressed then, and then just thrilled to go out to Georgia and see you guys get that great award. So really great job. And Gustavo, have we done a press release on this? We have done a press release. Okay. Might need to do some extra calling around on that.
Yeah, and maybe like some pictures or something. They're great. Don't forget to get your employee banquet ticket. We'll recognize you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy, and thank y'all. Thank you so much for coming this evening, too. Tony, that takes us to 3.
Item 3, Superintendent's comments, Dr. Murphy.
President, board members, and audience, just 2 items today. We did complete a spring break energy management shutdown, although, as I wrote you, it was truncated this spring break because of some of the conditions going on in the district. We were fully closed on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of spring break, in both of the weekends. But it was done successfully, and I know that we'll generate savings from that. The other item is the pre-K-8 programming, which is currently underway. Carl Daniel, our architect for the pre-K-8, and his designer, Hugo Saldana, have been in the district already three times. They've had faculty meetings at the feeder schools, and they are coming actually tomorrow and again on Thursday to meet with leadership, all the principals, the curriculum team, and facilities and operations, including IT. And so they're getting around the district and they're hearing everybody's point of view as to what the new school should look like and the componentry and the things that are involved. And they'll be coming to the board as a final visit before they complete their programming. After they've seen everyone else, they'll come to you and to get your input at the very end of this month or the first part of April.
So do we get input or we
yes.
just...
No, okay. you'll get the same experience, but they want to save the board for last, hear everyone else, and then come to you. And it isn't... When they come, they won't be sharing what everyone else said. They'll hear directly from you what you want.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful.
So we'll need to schedule that, and we might be able to dovetail with next week's special board meeting. I'm just not sure yet. Maybe, maybe not. So thank you very much.
Next is open forum, and we have one individual signed up to speak, Ms. Maldonado.
Thank you. Good evening, Ms. Maldonado.
Good evening. Lillian Maldonado, taxpayer and community resident for the record. There are great things happening in this district, and I'm very proud to belong to the district. However, we also need to be mindful of other things that are happening that I think need to be looked over with a magnifying glass. As some of you recall, last week at the finance and audit meeting, I brought a concern that is circulating that the remodeling of the finance department was, as I recall, sitting at budget meetings, was never budgeted, but yet it happened. And now I see that on the agenda you have an item for the purchase of modular furniture for the same division. And I was told last week when I questioned as to where this money came from, I was told that it came from maintenance and operations. However, the concern is that in years back, sitting here at board meetings and wanting to take care of certain needs at campuses, we were always told that there was no money, that there was no money. And so then this is a huge thing that just kind of pops up, and it's a picture, not a very good picture. Some of the needs that we have at campuses like Canopies and Drinking Waters are now on the bond project. However, these needs have been there for the past 2 years at least, and they have not been taken care of because there was no money. But all of a sudden now, the remodeling of the central office takes priority. I do recall in the budget that there is upgrading for the foyer here at central office. So I don't know if, since the remodeling wasn't on the budget, is that going to take place? Is that going to take the place of the upgrades here at the foyer? And it's circulating also that this building might be up for sale. So why are we spending money on something that is not going to belong to us? The point that I'm trying to make is that we're going back to the way things were under our previous administration here at central office. We're overlooking our student needs for the comfort of central office. And this is an example, Dr. Murphy, of what residents of this community consider when they remarked by saying that we have leather chairs here at central office. It's top heavy in personnel and taking care of central office wants over student needs at campuses. As a board, you all can put a stop to this, and it's not considered micromanaging. It is simply doing your job. Doing the job that the constituents voted for you for, and that is to put student needs first. We voted for you because we wanted transparency, because we needed things to change, to be taken care of up front and not on hidden agendas. It's time to step up to the plate and do that. It's time to do the job that you were voted to do. Because if we don't prioritize our student needs first by taking care of projects that need to be taken care of that now on the bond list are on phase 3 and phase 2, if we don't put a stop to this, I know that in the future there is going to be another need for a bond because of the growth this district is going through. And if we don't put a stop to the hidden agendas and putting this before that, before the student needs, you're not going to have community support, and you all know it. You know, I stood at the, in the streets. I went and I sold the bond, and now I'm having to respond to people saying, I told you. What do I do? Tell them the truth? Say, you know what? We have a CBAC. It's going to change. But that illusion is fading by the way things are happening now. We're taking care of central office needs before we're taking care of canopies, before we're taking care of drinking water outside of the campuses. You know, there's going to be the time that's going to come when the community is going to say no. You say you're going to do things different. You say things are going to change. We have new administration. It's not going to be the same. But in the long run, it all falls to be the same again. So I'm asking that you be mindful, that you be observant of what you are approving, and that you think about at what cost you're approving it, not just financially, but what's being placed on the back burner, students' needs. We need to go first with that. Yes, Dr. Murphy, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Maldonado. And we hear you and appreciate you coming, taking your time to tell us.
I hope you all listen.
Thank you. We do.
Tony? Item 5 is the consent agenda. Administration recommends approval of the consent agenda as presented, with the exception of item 5D, charter school statements of impact in its entirety, and approval of item R, second reading of update 91, with the exception of R3, which is CV local.
Do I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I so move.
Would anyone like anything removed off of this agenda to talk about?
I do.
Okay. What would you like, Letty? Yeah. Okay. And do you want those other ones too, or just M? Because there's like M, N, O, P, Q.
Just M.
Just M? Okay. Anyone else?
Hold on.
Okay.
I do. I want F.
And F. Okay. Do I have a second for the motion to approve the consent agenda, everything but M and F, and looks like D and CB under R?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Carrado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item M is the purchase of atomic learning site license.
Looks like it's on page 93.
And Ms. Vieira couldn't be here tonight due to an illness in her family.
Good evening, Board President Searles and members of the board and Dr. Murphy. Letter F has to do with the atomic learning. Is there a question that I can answer for you?
I do. It's I need some clarification.
Sure.
The training is provided by the company itself, and it's
atomic learning. Yes.
Yes. So they, what programs will they be provided training or?
Well, atomic learning. I know that it is a staff development module, mm-hmm. and there's individual modules that they can go into. I've had my lead teacher of technology, Lynn, go through lots of the different modules. What we're going to do is we're going to come up with a system that we can say, the teacher's going to go through these modules, better than teachers, or teachers in need of assistance. But as far as the, okay, it says, oh, the assistive technology, that's what I mean there, but are you talking about the training if that we're going to be getting from autonomic learning as far as us handling it?
Well, my question is, do we tell them what we want, or is that something that we just...
Oh, it's almost, it's, with atomic learning, we can tell them exactly the type of training we want. Some of it is going to be face-to-face, and some of it is going to be webinar, and others will be even like almost like what the atomic learning site is. It's almost like modular site. You know, like, because some of the things that we can do is... because I know we need training, because I know that some of the things that we're going to have to learn how to do is, like, say with the HR module, like, say, you know, at the beginning of the year that we have mandatory staff developments, like safety and things like that. We're going to be able to put those modules onto autonomic learning. Okay, so I don't know how to do that. So we're going to have to get training for that. So yes, the question is, but it's different types of training, and I will have to get, but if some of it, I did speak with Pam, and some of it is face-to-face, and some of the training we're going to ask specifically for the IT department also is because we're going to have to be pushing this out. So I do think that the other people that will be part of the training would be instructional coordinators and principals, because and even HR, because we can add different modules.
It looks like they have different venues or sources for us to have provide training, and basically it's on, we'll be customizing to meet the needs of the district as far as...
It's a custom package, so but I would venture to say it's going to be a myriad. It's going to be some workshops face-to-face, it's going to be some webinars. As far as any specifically that I could get with Pam, or I could get with the, I've actually talked to this lady a couple of times that I could ask specifically if it's, but I think it's us that's going to handle what kind of training we want.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with it because this is what EPISD has, like. But I was just wondering what services they're going to provide to us. Is it similar to what we have, or?
Is it similar to EPISD?
Well,
I don't know what that, but you know, I do know, because some of the modules that we're looking at, as far as creation of modules, we're going to need training.
Okay.
And so, but believe it or not, I think a lot of that we could do through webinar.
And that's what we need a clarification.
Right. And so, I think there's going to be more face-to-face training as far as campus level or district level if they come in and we can show to the principals how we can come up with menus for teachers in need of assistance, for new employees, or for like people that have to make so many hours, you know, that we can come up with different menus for that. And I know we need training.
I don't have any more questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I think this is a good thing for, you know, I still, even when I first got on the board, we were trying to, you know, integrate more technology into the classrooms. And, you know, and our issues were that some of our teachers wouldn't, you know, get along with the speed because of the technology, because they themselves weren't savvy about it. Mm-hmm. And we have all these software programs to help teachers now, and if they can't use them, it's not worth what we're paying for them if they're not able to fully integrate.
And even equipment, sir. Absolutely, and even equipment, you're absolutely right.
And so some of them, you know, and it's not that some of them may be... I've been around so long, since the technology
creeps
so quickly that you know, you need to have some of these refreshers. Now my question though is not about the need for it. My question is, they had a quote for a less if we do a 2-year commitment. Do you think you need to?
One of the things that why we didn't do a 2-year commitment is because it wasn't initially written in to the primary, the first grant, you know, the Title II application. I've already talked to Ms. Fieto and I've talked to Ms. Menes, and they're going to ask if we can do a two-year one for next year.
The problem is that when we purchase any technology nowadays with the entitlements, we actually need to submit an amendment to TEA for approval before we just go in and make the purchase. And so initially it was proposed to be, you know, for the purchase under one amendment. It literally is taking 2 and 3 months before an amendment is returned approved from TEA when we submit these amendments. And so to go ahead and turn in, submit a new, we can submit the amendment, but we can't initiate the purchase until the amendment returns approved. And so approving a portion of it now and then moving forward with an amendment is the way to expedite the process.
And in other words, they'll keep it open for us as long as we...
Yes, and what the other thing is, I already
said... That was 4,000 and change. Mm-hmm.
And I asked Ms. Amendes, and she said what she would do for next year is she would ask TEA if under the Title II we can go into multiple year contracts. Because some entitlements don't let you do multiple year contracts. Mm-hmm. And she said was not aware if they could or could not, but she thought it would be a good question to ask when she's doing the application for next year. So I've already asked her that very same question, I think it was yesterday when I said I was thrilled that this was on the agenda.
All right. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Thank you very much. We also had, should we vote on that? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve as recommended by administration.
And I'll second.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item N is the renewal of pension 3,000 licenses?
No, it's F.
Okay. Item F, contract with Grace Gardens for employee recognition events.
I just wanted some clarification. As I was reading through the contract, I noticed that on page 45, it's to commence at 7:30 and finish at 11:30. Are you sure that's enough time? Because
yeah, why not like 5:30?
Yeah, we have a lot of employees, and typically that takes the awards in itself takes a long time. I don't foresee that that's going to be enough time. I just wanted some.
Okay, Dr. Murphy.
To the chair, Martha was sitting next to me, so she has this information as well. That is all the time Grace Gardens allows. They offer 4 hours, and that is it. And Gustavo was there, Martha, and we argued that's why we're starting at 7:30 and not 7.
Table.
And we wanted to stay longer, and they would not allow it. Yeah, so I was actually going to come to you with some options about possibly keeping our high school auditorium event that we've done the last 2 years for awards, and then just have the gala be a gala without the awards. We could do that. Mm-hmm. We could take your concerns back to Grace Gardens and try again to go past 11:30.
Dr. Murphy, why don't you and I go over there? Not past 11:30, but prior to... We're getting old. We don't stay out that late, Dr. Murphy.
Okay.
Earlier, you know... Six.
They were very adamant about it. I remember that.
Would the board be okay with I could go. I'd be happy.
There's not enough time.
There's
no way.
I'm in agreement with Ms. Cazares.
I would also.
Go ahead.
I'd like to point out that on page 37, it has the date of May 18th. It's May 11th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Ms. Mendoza. And yes, sir.
I think I'm okay that you and Dr. Murphy go and see if they'll give us a little more time. And actually, I think I agree with Dr. Murphy. I think we ought to separate the handing out of the awards and the retirements for an auditorium.
I agree.
Because in the past, when we've had these employee banquets, we've spent all our time doing that, mm-hmm. and the employees don't get to enjoy.
Yeah, there's not enough fun
the actual ceremony, but for maybe an hour afterwards.
Right.
Thank you.
And, you know, we're paying a lot of money to just sit down and not have them enjoy the music and the event itself. So I think we ought to...
So, Dr. Murphy, can you...
If that's the board's will, we can easily do that.
Cause that to happen, we'll have an awards banquet.
I would like to, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
That they, because they had originally requested half payments for half, 50% prior to spring break, but because we needed the approval before we actually cut the check, the second payment was due on March 23rd, which is this Friday. So we need to, I guess, somewhere in there.
Dr. Murphy and I can,
delay the
payment.
Madam Chair, I think our
Yes, sir.
Just one comment about Mr. Coronado saying that's fine to separate them. That sounds like a good idea, but I think Dr. Murphy need to be prepared to have some type of remark or statement about district business because you're expending district funds at the ground.
Maybe we could give away some of the biggies. You know, the retirements, we could do that, or something like that at the dance, and then the smaller ones we could do in the auditorium.
I guess we could take note of what Mr. Blanco said and plan accordingly.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Blanco. Any other comments? Okay. Tony? Do we have a motion? Yes, please, Ms.
I have one question. Are we getting a good response, Gustavo?
It's all right, Gustavo. Your foot.
We haven't put it out there yet, but we're signing flyers that I'm going to send out as early as next week already.
Because I thought I read it in district notes.
Right. We put it out. We put it out in, on our divisions, but we haven't told them yet to come to us.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we have do we know what the payment's going to be yet or any of that? Like for guests?
Do we have that information? Not yet.
Not yet. We're waiting for direction from the board and the administration.
We'll get on
okay.
it. All right, so now going back to Martha's point, if they approve this, we're good to pay by Friday, aren't we?
Right.
Okay. So we don't need to extend if they approve.
Right.
Okay, thank you. So do I have a motion for this contract?
I so move.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Ms. Earls.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to be the devil's advocate here, but I don't think that that's right that we're going to pay that amount of money and they're going to limit us to 4 hours.
So you want to hold off on this till doctor?
I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. Okay. That's ridiculous.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Well, hang on.
We should have been told that ahead of time so we could have sought another avenue or something else. I think if we've already given them half and that amount of money that we're going to pay, I mean, we're the client and they should be flexible. We're a big district. There's a lot of people that are probably going to attend, and there's just no way. 4 hours, I don't see it happening, along with giving away the prizes. And I mean, I've been to one before. That's the only reason I'm speaking, because I know a lot of the administrators that we have now are new, and they've never participated in one before. And so it just, I'm a little bit leery to accept it like that. I think that they should be willing to work with us, and it's a big venue, and we're paying a pretty penny for it, so they should work with us.
I agree with everything you're saying, but on the other hand, I think that it would behoove us to move forward with this, and if they don't, Dr. Murphy and I will get, I mean, I will absolutely put aside the time to go over there this week. We'll get on this, and if it doesn't, we'll come back to you. But I think that we ought to do this so that we can hold their feet to the fire. By next week, I believe we're going to have a special board meeting next week. If it doesn't happen, then we can take action to rescind. Am I correct, Mr. Blanco?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now to see if there's a cancellation penalty. Do you know?
I remember there was something in there. I don't have it in front of me. have it in front of me. I just can remember, and Monica, I just can remember that they said, you know, EPISD is coming the week after.
It's on page 40.
They have a four-hour limit. They all, weddings have a four-hour limit.
But we're kind of deal, we're not.
Yeah. But all of their functions are 4 hours.
I think that if we don't have all of the recognition that 4 hours is probably
barely, not even
just enough.
If
is
we don't
my
do the
opinion.
Awards there.
Mm-hmm. Then we could get by the hair of our chinny chin chin, because we want to have door prizes and fun.
Yeah.
But we will recognize the retirements, right?
Yeah, we'll do some of the big ones. Mm-hmm. Like that, and so we'll certainly appreciate Steve's comments, and we'll take that into consideration. We can take half an hour and do the big ones, and then the rest.
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
And maybe even highlight some of, you know, not just that, but highlight some of the achievements of different people throughout the district, like Deanna Davenport.
Mm-hmm. The campuses.
Big things that have happened and recognize some of these people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the major.
Yeah, the major mm-hmm. stuff.
And maybe we could form a little subcommittee to work with Dr. Murphy to just meet maybe one night or something. And, you know, give our input on what we'd like to see represented in the honors, if that would be okay with y'all.
Okay. Like a year in review?
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. That would be real fun.
Okay.
So are you okay if we vote on the motion and the second are okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Fernando?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendelson?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs.
Searles? Yes.
Through the chair.
Did you make a video? Yes, sir.
President, I just got a note from Pam Fierro, and her mother took ill, and she had to leave very quickly. She's telling me that one of the main things that the Atomic Learning will do for us is all of the smart boards that we're purchasing, the Mimeos and the smart boards, all of the training about how to use smart boards and Mimeos is off of Atomic Learning. So all those teachers that are starting to get those in the classrooms at a faster pace.
So that it will be hand in glove.
Right, and they get all the training on how to use them through Atomic. And she said off the top of my head, that's one of the most major things that we use it for.
And will they have that training this summer?
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy, for the update. Okay. Back to, looks like we're at 6, new business.
Item 6A, discussion and possible action regarding prioritization of bond projects. Dr. Murphy and Mrs. Aguirre.
President Searles, board members, audience members, we bring to you item 6, which is the discussion and possible action regarding prioritization of bond projects. And Martha and I are presenting, and we also have Monica Reyes Garcia, who would like to come up and address the board regarding item B, B1, B2, and B3 when we get to that. I appreciate Monica coming tonight. What this is, you've seen this before. These are the projects within the DC 2011 bond that absolutely require architectural services. They are comprehensive in that we feel that they are all the projects that require architectural services. And of course, we've already awarded the PKA to Carl Daniel. And Steve, of course, is on the dais to help us with this as well. Administration has grouped the items into A, B, C, D, E, and F sets, with the thought of each one, the A set, the B set, the C set, and so on, being coupled together, grouped together, as a group that then would be awarded to an individual firm. Of course, the board could elect to give each grouping to a different architect, which I know has been some of the discussion in some of our past meetings. The board could elect to give multiple groups to a single architect, or the board could elect to give them all to a single architect, however you'd like. Also, the board can not take an administration's recommendation and mix and match some of, if you don't feel the groupings are perfect, we could change some of the groupings, although I think the board has already seen these groupings a couple times at the committee meeting, and then it was on the agenda at a regular board meeting, but we then pulled it. So I think we're pretty good there. The last thing I'll say is that we did list them A through F for a reason, in that administration recommends that this be the order of priority. We feel that as far as architect awarding, the number one thing to do is the cafeteria multi-use building at Northwest Early College, and we hope to goodness we can get that done tonight. Right behind that, Monica's here, is CMS, and all of the renovations, the $4 million plus at CMS would be the second. The third would be the AMS items in Group C. D would be the items at Canyon Geo High School. E would be the air conditioning upgrades at all six campuses that we're getting air conditioning, and the envelope insulation projects at five of those six campuses. There is no insulation envelope project at JDE, because Damian has that already intact. And then, of course, the window fenestration upgrades at all the campuses except JDE, who also already have good windows. And then the final F are the items at Canyon TU Elementary, here at Central Office, and support services and bus bay. And since it is related, let me just assure you that, as we heard tonight, the business services area renovation was not accomplished utilizing bond money. But what would be accomplished utilizing bond money is the exterior insulated finish system, the interior lobby and boardroom improvements, and all of those things. And we haven't spent a nickel of the bond money for Central Office yet. So with that, I'll turn it over for questions. Or Steve, you want to make a comment as to how we do this? We're not awarding tonight.
Okay. So the board remembers what was done in December. You all had a meeting, and you, at that meeting, made certain selections for a variety of different projects, and they're in your minutes. I have the minutes, and you should have them in the packet. In the December 15, 2011 meeting. And we had grouped some of them at that time to GA Architects, some to Dimensions Partnership, some to Warner Bell and Kroger, and another one to GA Architects. And you're free to go with that again if you want to, but at a later meeting in January, it was put on the agenda for clarification and reconsideration regarding all of the smaller projects, separate and apart from pre-K through 8. At that meeting, we entered into approval for the pre-K through 8. Now, if you're free to go back and reconsider, as Dr. Murphy said, any of the groupings, the way they've been presented, you can go with what you've already done if you want to, or you can change it in any shape, form, or fashion if you want to, because it was reconsidered in January. So, however grouping you want to do it, it's up to you.
And again, President, Principal Reyes-Garcia is here and would like to address the board. So I don't know at what point you would want her to do that.
I would like to ask you a question. I know that there's some wisdom that's in the way these are listed and grouped. My question is on E1, E2, and E3, which would be the air conditioning, the building envelope, and the windows, all at different campuses. Is there a reason those are broken away from the essential, the big project?
Yes, ma'am. And I had a significant conversation with Ernesto about this last week, because I asked the exact same thing. Why don't you put the air conditioning, building envelope, and fenestration with the CMS project and just let one campus? And Ernesto was adamant, and, we can, again, as I said, we can do as you desire. He was adamant that doing that would increase the cost. That the items in E are so expensive, the air conditioning, insulation, and fenestration, windows, upgrades across those, that to order in bulk and to award to one architect for all
of the items is the cheapest, most efficient way to do it. And he did not feel that the architects would step on each other's toes. He thought that if we got a new good executive director and through our CMR and our and the architects, that they would be able to work in concert. I actually had written another draft of this that actually did award the CMS fenestration, insulation, and air conditioning with the other remodeling. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, take it or leave it, but Ernesto was adamant that that would add significant cost to the project as opposed to keeping it separate. And then just dealing with two architects working in concert, that it would be much less expensive.
Mr. Rodriguez?
And that's some of the discussion we had at the last meeting, too, looking at the energy management. I think what we need to do is have either the way it goes, but whoever has a small contracts part, the small others, then that project could go under that individual on what was discussed. And if we decide not to go with an architect on that later on, we can, but it's under others, and so that way, if we did want to continue with an energy management, or if we wanted to go with an architect, then we could do it at that point in time, not necessarily awarding it detailed, that we're awarding the E1, E2, and E3. So I think it might be better. I don't know if, Council, would you agree?
That's fine. You would just make your engagement of that architect subject to you telling them to start that work.
Okay. And so if a month from now we decided to do the other type of method, depending what the board wanted to do, then they could do it at that point, right?
Sure, but I do think that you ought to pick someone for those projects. I think that the administration needs to know if you're going to go that route, you have somebody that you're ready to engage.
Well, we need to be careful. You said the small. I mean, item E1, E2, E3 is
they're huge.
Well over $15 million, or I'd say $12 million. So I don't know if we want to give a small project architect that job.
Or we could table that.
We could do that too.
But don't you think? I do see we have an architect in the audience. Mr. Loya is here, and maybe you could just give a nod. Don't you think that the air conditioning upgrade is like something that goes hand in glove with the design of the rest of the building?
Right, and Ernesto's thought was that
because you've got
the architect that would be awarded E, in his contract through negotiations, there would be a big clause about working with the architects that have been awarded the other projects, an expectation of cooperation and collegiality, and that they would work together, and that would be a condition of the contract. And again, that if we can make it work, that is the most inexpensive way to do it.
So that's what his mind's eye says, this is the least expensive way, is to take E as one architectural issue.
Yeah, or one issue, and going back to Armand, either an architect or something in concert with an energy management firm or something, but to do E as a separate
the energy management
entity. And again, I specifically questioned at one point where I had written a second draft.
I understand, and I'm hardly a professional in this field, so I take your recommendation and understand. Does anyone else have any thoughts on? Yes, Mr. Carter.
I think we ought to select somebody for the E grouping, and I think what we ought to do is basically instruct administration to go into contract negotiations, that the first part of the agreement with them would be for consulting with respect to such issues that we discussed in terms of the energy management need or not, and that it would be subject to our determination. Either way, whether we choose an energy management company or not, it's clear that we need an architect for these jobs.
For putting.
Yeah, I guess the only question, yeah, absolutely. The only question is, does the architect that's going to do the high school, the middle school, one, let's just say there's one for the middle school, one for the high school, one for Davenport. You know, we have this multitude for each campus, so we have X amount of architectural firms on board. Will those firms take E out of each of those campuses and make it theirs, or we hire one 4E. That, I think, is the...
That's the recommendation.
That's the major question.
To hire one for E?
One for E. One the other ones, go ahead and assign a CMS architect, an AMS architect, a CHS architect, then assign an E architect, who then would just work in concert with them as part of their contractual requirements.
Yes?
Madam Chair. And as long as we put it in the contract, that the cost of that, obviously the other architects are going to be paid for it.
Correct.
And then they separate it. And I agree, that way it will be more cost beneficial to the district. Because if we included in each one of those other ones, that architect for that particular location that's being awarded, it's still going to have to charge for those.
I mean, it's about buying it.
If we lump up together for just those issues, we might be able to get a better price.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Just real quick. The other thing that, we could do that, but the other issue, whoever does the other could just do the consulting, so we don't have to do that. And then if we want, we could just award at that point who if we want an architect, or do we want an energy management, or do we have to have both? Or do we not have to have both?
Well, we have to have an architect.
We must.
To design? Just to put air conditioners, insulation of windows?
Yes. And it has to...
For the entire campus, yes.
Yes, and Armando, it's real important that we do that. It has to be done in concert with the architect who's going to be doing that building. But, can't just say, okay, well, we got these windows. Oh, sorry, man, they're not going to fit. They have to architecturally work together, draw this out, and do industry standards on everything.
The presentation we had 2 weeks ago, the discussion was whether or not some of them, the neutral vendor thing, but the other issue was they'll be able to address that. It doesn't necessarily have to be an architect. It could be an engineer under the mechanical area. So
it's going to have to be an engineer under the mechanical.
So then you're going to have an architect and then an engineer and then so.
Correct.
The thing is, can we cut that out, and should we decide that right now by just we could have saved money?
No, we can't cut our nose off to spite our face. You can't save a nickel in this. It's the whole building, your air conditioning system. Yes, sir.
The architect's going to hire the engineer for those issues.
That's
just
what
like they do at for the campuses, for any other project.
Yes.
They have to contract
with their
various engineers to make sure that what is being designed is gets certified, get their stamp of approval from the engineers. We can't build it with just an energy management company unless they have their engineers and architects on board to do it.
But we can structure the contract.
But they didn't bid for this. So we can't award that to them.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's under the energy management part, though.
But not for the architectural services.
Well, the thing is, do you need architectural services, or can you just use engineering services?
We have to have architectural services.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but...
I don't think you can do it without the architectural services. I don't. I don't think it's a bad idea, but I don't think you can do it. You're going to have architectural services. And I also think Johnson Control Energy Management is very limited scope.
Well, what they were approved to do, he's mm-hmm. talking about what we might do in the future.
Mr. Cornell is correct. This is a bid out item. I think you need to award the architectural work for that product. Now, if you end up reducing the scope of it down the road, that will come in negotiation with the architect.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be covered, addressed, and then bid out.
Armando, we can limit the architectural effort in that, or not limit it, but talk about how it has to be in partnership with a possible energy management in the future. Make sure that's all in.
The other thing, for a quick clarification, and what I don't want to do, once we enter into those contract negotiations, and let's say an engineer or either an energy management company could just do that at a lower price. My thing is, I want to see what's the best savings for the district, and then later on, would we be able to address that? We wouldn't be locked in today.
To a price? No.
No, all we are...
selection, yes. You'll be locked into selection of the firm. Yes.
But, Mr. Blanco, am I correct in the procedure of things that if we select someone tonight, Dr. Murphy will begin negotiations. If the negotiations do not come up to what we can afford, then we go to Plan B. So that's the cover on that, Armando. Yes, sir.
Guys, if the negotiations with the, our architects for that work, we have to have an architect. We can't, we can't get rid of that part.
No.
So we got to hire them. Now, what we're going to ask them to do is if we decide to get an energy management company on board, is then we're going to limit the scope of the architects, what they're going to do and what the energy management company is going to do. But we got to have the architect.
How much work
they're going to do under that project is for the future.
I have a question. Dr. Murphy, we're considering the prioritization list tonight, and we will be looking at awarding the projects, what night?
Tonight.
To the architects tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Only thing I see missing is a list of the architects.
We're entering into negotiations.
I don't.
Right, well, that's true. We won't be awarding tonight. We'll be entering into negotiations.
Yes, you're just going to enter into negotiations, but we'll pick someone for you to enter into negotiation with. And I see, if I count this up properly, that we need six people for you to enter into negotiations with. A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Correct? That's the recommendation of the
administration. So six. So we could either have six with A, B, C, D, E, and F, or we could have five if E turned into space that out between everybody. But it seems to be administration's recommendation.
Just do six.
To do six. Does everyone, yes, Neil?
Madam Chair, it's not in here, but the architects are on the minutes.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
One other thing that I might recommend that we do is we probably ought to have a grouping of G for miscellaneous.
That's true. Our mom has been talking about this other. We don't have another on the list.
But and actually on the motion was, in the past we had and all other. So if there's small projects, we do have that.
We'll have to bring that back next week.
Yeah, but and I think we have to also, and my suggestion is I think we have to pick at least three or four separate architectural firms. And the reason I think we ought to do that is because we want to make sure that they get started on doing the design and that there's no issue with respect to if they're busy doing one thing and we need them to be working on, you know, particularly...
So seven.
Particularly the first three items, I think they should be awarded to separate architectural firms.
Now we not the first...
The first three, A, B, and
C. Oh, okay, A, B, C.
The first groups, the first three different groups, rather, not items.
Understand.
And so I think...
wasn't there...
Or at least the two, you know, or at least... I know that we thought about those on group A and C we had previously awarded because of one of the architects already doing the work with...
with Natchez, with Northwestern
First College High School. And
well,
that issue came up.
I would like...
But as far as the other groups, I could see maybe adding, you know, we want to add some of those to, you know, some of the same groups, fine, but I think we have to split them up against, like, amongst three or four, the entire groupings amongst three or four firms.
I
not,
would...
Not one, just one firm.
Like to, before we go further, I would like to move to omit F3 at this point. Actually, to postpone that into a further date.
F3.
Which is the exterior insulated finish system, interior lobby, and boardroom improvement at district central offices. I would like to postpone that indefinitely.
Can we just... can I just real quick?
Yes.
I think on the A and C, how we discussed, or not necessarily, but C on that end of it, how we discussed it in the prior, the reason why, and putting other, I think it's just best for us to put other just in case. I do believe we need to postpone the project, but I don't want to postpone the services in case we do need it and we don't sell, then we're going to have to go back and do RFQs again, or...
I don't think we'll have to do another RFQ. Aren't they good for 6-8 months?
Yep.
I don't know the timeline.
Okay.
It depends what the RFQ says, and I can look it up.
Yeah, I don't know, but I would just for a house cleaning item that right now that does
well,
that
we
is an app.
It.
That's what I'm saying. Just postpone. Yes.
I really don't think we need to do that. We can award it to into negotiations with the firm, but part of our agreement with the firm will be that they will not start work on that until we give the go ahead, and that we may not give the go ahead.
And they have the other items if you awarded F altogether to go ahead and start.
Yes.
And that that would be, and could you note that, Mr. Blanco, then that that would be part of their contract, whoever gets F, that F3 is on the come.
Yeah, right. And also, let me just state for the record that we are going to improve the back wall of the boardroom, and that is not a bond project. We are doing that out of save money that we have in the superintendent's fund. So we will see some upgrade in the back, but it is not going to be super expensive, and we are doing that out of existing funds.
Yes, sir.
The other thing we need to remember, this was an item in the bond.
Yes, it was, but and all we're asking is postponed.
Yeah, and that's we're going to have to do it because we told the public that's where these funds are going.
Well, I don't think they'd want us to remodel Central Office to sell it.
No, but I'm talking about they either going to be designated for what we're going to do here, or if we decide to do something different,
it will just be allocated to
whatever Central Office.
Yeah, it is allocated to Central Office wherever that may.
If it's different, yes.
Understandable. Good evening.
That's a big yes.
That's a big yes.
I think we all can agree and understand that we would not want to upgrade this building to sell the building.
Can I have just a quick question for our attorney?
Yes, sir.
Just I know the scope of the work. I had the draft of the original proposal on the projects, and some of them are not worded as they are worded on this. If in general the motions are in general and then include that, then would that be okay?
Say that one more time.
The scope of the work of the proposal, the RFQ that was given out, some of that language is not correctly written from the RFQ to this. So if in general, let's say we approve the project to C as provided by the proposal, then we could still do that?
Are all of these, Dr. Murphy, are all of these items that are grouped A, B1 through 3, C1 through 4, D1 through 4, E1 through 3, and F1 through 3, are each of those included within the request?
Yes, they're all in the bond, every one of them. I think what Armando is saying is that in this RFQ that went out, it might be stated a bit differently.
Are they identifiable though?
But they're identifiable as these projects.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that correct?
So in general, that's
as long
okay.
As they identify them, they're okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Another point. And even though we're not able to award miscellaneous projects, I think that was part of the RFQ.
We can bring that back next week.
And I think we have to consider doing that because I know we're going to have savings. And we may want to have alternate to either expand some of these projects or additional projects that may be needed that were actually part of the committee's recommendations, but that we actually called out because of the amount that we didn't want the bond to be. So I'm thinking that we ought to award or select an architectural firm, maybe even one of the ones that we give one of these others, to serve as the district's architect for projects that come up, such as savings for?
I would like to see us wait on that, that we're putting so much on the plate. Let's see how the dust settles and come back with the other, because there's a lot.
Well, actually,
I mean, we've got.
Wouldn't we be able to assign further work to them if it comes up? Whoever architect for campus?
No, not if you listed them out the way you did.
No, we have to come back.
So you have to have enough catch-all item.
This is our bond.
Right.
Bond money.
But we did put an RFQ for miscellaneous projects.
And,
right.
And this is our best guess regarding the projects that truly need architectural services. Within the bond list, there's over 220 items. There might be other items that, in the end, we will need an architect for that we just don't have on this list.
Yes, and it's not on the agenda this evening either, so we will look at that.
But we can certainly bring that back as others as needed.
Okay. Ms. Garcia, would you like to come talk?
Sure.
Would the board be fine
actually,
relaxing the rules so that Dr. Garcia could come speak to us?
Sure.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. And as you know, in my contract, I am paid and I'm here to advocate for Pennefield Middle School, as the rest of the district, but certainly Pennefield Middle School is in my heart. And basically what I wanted to say is my campus is probably the most dilapidated, probably the biggest eyesore of the district. But there are always wonderful things happening in that building, and I will tell you that my kids, my custodians, my staff take care of the building that we do have. The one thing I just want you to remember, and I encourage you to do, and I want to stress, is that whoever you choose as our architect for our items, because I'm sure you're looking at B1, 2, and 3, and this is quite a feat for whoever that may be, that you do consider picking the best architect of the list. And I'm very fortunate that I participated in selecting of the 20-something or however many architects, how many proposals were out there, and I was able to review all of those and be part of the committee that actually brought a shorter list to the board. So I really would like that you seriously consider one of the top architects of your short list to work with me at Gunnelfield Middle School.
We do not have that short list with us. Could you please recite possibly to us who was on the short list?
Yeah, it's in the minutes.
It's in the minutes.
But I don't think that is the list that was brought forth from the committee. This is the board's minutes. This is the board's list. But that was not the same as the list that the committee brought forth. Do you know what I'm talking about? There was a whole list of 20 people, and we narrowed it down to a smaller list, and then we picked and chose what we wanted out of that list.
Of the architects that we interviewed.
And yes,
right.
But I don't think that that necessarily was who she saw on her list.
Yes, she saw the large list of the 20, which then were pared down to 8, which then you interviewed. And then of the 8, is where we've gone through this process.
And the 8 that we interviewed, though, I don't think were chosen the same as the 8 her committee. You know, the ranking, that's the word. Thank you, Mr. Coronado, the ranking.
It was the group, but yes, the way we ranked them was different from your ranking.
Totally different from our ranking. And nobody has the list that showed how the committee ranked them?
We can quickly get that.
Or the whole list, the committee's ranking, our ranking, you know, that we can be refreshed. That was back in December, I think.
Correct.
I know that I'm sure not on top of it.
I will, as you are aware, Ron is out on family, but I will go ahead and do the research as far as the tabulations and the committee information.
It'll be in the minutes of the special board meeting to interview the architects.
It's not. No.
Okay. It was a handout at that meeting. If you have maybe hard copies.
I know y'all gave us a nice, it was pretty.
No, and Mr. Rose, you're absolutely correct. Not only did the administrative committee choose the 8 for you to interview, the finalists, they did rank them.
Yes, they did.
And then when you guys went through your discussions, the board was winding up kind of ranking them in a different way. And I guess what Monica is saying is that, you know, you guys are the decision makers. You make the decision, but please give them the very best and even consider the top ones that they had picked.
Yes.
Maybe even over...
I'm a firm believer in site-based decision making. And she's taken her time to come here. I feel we need to, you know, hear that side of the story if we can find it.
I think I have it.
And basically what we did is each of us had our own personal ranking, mm-hmm. and then
I remember, and yes, I remember you had real nice questions, questionnaire. It was a very nice process.
It was a very long process.
Trust me, we know.
So, and basically, just looking at my items, it will be a true makeover for Fountainfield Middle School. I will tell you that much.
It's going to be magnificent.
Oh, we're very excited. And I even brought my cards, hoping that if that architect was here, I was going to hand my card and say, let's get started. So, yes.
You've been very, very eager, I know.
Very eager, very patient. We've been yes. very patient. And I will tell you that we're taking care of our building the way it is now, but just imagine in 2-3 years. I'm hoping 2 or 3 years, but I know I need to be more realistic because there is so much that needs to happen to kind of be a little school. But we will certainly take it with pride and do what we need to do to make sure that school is the way it should be. So that's really what I wanted to come in and ask and encourage you all to please consider the strong and very talented architect to take over Downfield Middle School, because I do not want our campus to be looked at as mm-hmm. As a store.
Yeah, and I don't either. All three of my boys graduated high school from your school. I want to keep it beautiful, too.
That's right. And so with a new pre-K-8 coming up, I mean, can you imagine comparing that campus to my campus?
That's not equity.
No.
And that's not parity, and that's, I believe there's nobody here that would disagree with you. We want that to happen.
And equity is not only just in quantity, but it is also in quality. So as we look at AMS and CMS, we want to make sure that...
And perception is everything.
That's yes, ma'am. So we'll continue to produce for you. If you can produce for us facility-wise, we will continue to produce for you academically-wise and athletically-wise. So
thank
do you have
you
any questions for me in reference to any of the...
You don't remember who any of the people were? Did you?
No,
you don't
remember? Well, see, I can tell you that... Well, I don't remember who we chose because, again, it was that
yes.
far back. But we pretty much individually gave ours, and then
it was
Mr.
compiled.
Gatlin, yes. Mr. Gatlin compiled all of that data together and then came up with the list from the whole group. So even our individual ones.
Mr. Coronado looks like he's got a flash.
Which one your campus winner?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you that. I turned in all my information, so I couldn't even tell you who the architect was.
I think the top three.
If they have it, I could tell you.
Yeah. Top three. Actually, we got some of the stuff here.
They've got all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. You want to look through the books?
Yeah,
sure.
I have all of them here.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come on. Man, you guys are putting me on the spot.
Just say no.
Keep it local.
You
wanna sit down?
Yes, sit down. Monica, sit down. And
do you all have an idea?
The one that was decided on the minutes was MMK.
The one that previously the board had picked.
I don't think we ought to tell that.
No, they know it's in the minutes.
You do? Okay, good.
Nordell Kroger
right.
was the one that was initially the board had for.
For CMS?
For CMS.
Which were your top?
If I'm not mistaken, I know Kroger was one of mine. I know that PBK. And it might have been Park Hill Smith. That was my top three.
Well, if MMK was one, that was our board decision.
Well,
that
was one of my top three.
Okay.
You can remember that one clearly
yes,
then.
I can remember this one.
then we'll roll with that.
I feel like we're making you take an oath or something. Sergio will administer the oath to you about how you remember this.
I know it's one of these four here. I remember the knots very well. But yes, definitely MMK was one of mine. So if you're considering that one.
That was the board's consideration.
You're considering that one. I'm on board. I'm willing to work with anyone as long as they have Houndsville Middle Schools.
And we won't tell them that you have a whip and a chair.
Oh,
we'll never say that.
Oh.
That will not be in the negotiation.
I'm ready.
Would the board like to move forward? Because it doesn't look like it's happening. Okay. Dr. Murphy ran away.
He was looking at some documents on his desk.
I think we'll move on.
Is it NMK or MNK?
It's like M&M. It's MNK. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We
appreciate you listening.
And will you also please keep us posted as, you know, it'll be a while, there'll be a lapse, you know, God bless you.
Thanks.
Negotiations. But once somebody gets on board, could either you or, you know, a representative, even if it's just, you know, send us a little note. I would really like this guy. They're doing everything. You know, keep us posted so that, you know, there can be a seamless, you know, that later on down the road, everybody's going, we hated them. And, you know, we tried to tell them.
Right.
Please keep us posted so we know.
Of course. Okay. Especially because based on this, am I looking at, we're priority two?
I believe you are.
Okay.
Yes.
Plan B.
We'll be in the nucleus of bond. And then I sit on the CBAC as well.
Great.
So that helps.
There's some accountability.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
I found.
Oh, Dr. Murphy.
We're
That's
okay.
Why you get the big bucks.
I did find it. And again, this is right off of Ron Gatlin's stuff, and if he was here tonight, I apologize, but he had surgery. So all I have is my
notes.
Top secret copy. But this is the order. These are the
Can
ones
you
that
read them to us?
In order.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The top rated was Park Hill Smith Cooper. Second rated was PBK. Third rated was GNA Architects.
Wait, don't go so fast. Park Hill
was first. PBK was second. GNA was third. There was a tie for third. Also coming in third was Moore, Nordell, and Kroger. Fourth place was Carl Daniel.
Is that yours or is that the committee?
This was the committee's recommendation to you guys.
Okay.
Fifth place was PSRB.
No, they weren't even presented. I think those are yours.
No.
We never saw PSRB.
We never saw PSRB up here.
We never saw PSRB. Mm-hmm. We saw it like...
Yeah, we didn't see PSRB.
Next is Dimensions. Followed by Minhares Mora. Followed by CEA. Followed by Alvedras. And you're right, maybe PSRB pulled out. I don't know.
Thank you very much,
everybody's score.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
that would do it if they didn't present, and now they're at CEA. That would leave the A we interviewed.
Okay. Yeah, that does leave eight. So we think that PSRB did not play. So we have eight people. Okay.
Yeah, they did not respond.
Okay, then we'll get rid of them. So we have number one, Park Hill, number two, PBK, number three, GA or MNK, number four, Carl Daniel, he's who got the pre-K 8, six Dimensions, seven Mijares, eight CEA, and, well, no, that's not right.
CEA didn't.
Well, there was a tie for third.
CEA didn't happen either?
No, CEA was there.
Okay. It was PSRB was that CEA? Wasn't there.
I don't recall CEA either.
You
call
CEA? No.
CEA, that was that alternate.
No.
No CEA either? It
was only eight that presented.
Okay, that would be eight. One Park Hill, two PBK.
Yeah,
that's a tie for third.
Tie for third, GNA or Moore, Nordell, and Kroger. Four is Carl Daniel. Six is Dimensions. No, five is Dimensions. Six is Mijares. Seven is CEA, and eight is Alvedras. Does that sound correct?
Right, and then CEA is not.
And if we look at
okay, so CEA goes away. Bless you.
So it was only seven.
Okay.
No, it's eight because there's a tie for third.
Okay, eight because there's a tie. Does everyone understand?
You're being handed the minutes of our meeting for that. That's the ones we interviewed. For the
yeah, okay. That's how we interviewed.
And did what I just read pretty much reflect what you said? Okay, that's good.
With the exception.
Oh, you found it in the minutes?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Then I would like for someone to move on A1, our new cafeteria and multi-use building at Northwest.
I think early. We need to go to the next item.
Oh.
And of course, I have all the architectural materials.
Okay, oh, okay, I'm so sorry.
President Charles, there's a motion on the table.
There is. Could you reread it?
Yes, a motion by you to postpone item F3 indefinitely.
No, that was not. It was.
And that I'll.
Yeah.
It was I'll withdraw that. So we are on 6A, discussion and possible action regarding the prioritization of our bond projects.
6B.
No, let's go. We were on A.
Yeah, I don't think we're on the action.
A. We're on A. Well, I think that what we need to do, there is action. Is everybody okay with the way these are grouped?
Yeah, that's fine.
Everyone, so could I have a motion on 6A about the prioritization of the projects and the grouping thereof?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Stokes?
Yes. And Dr. Murphy, that will obviously be forwarded to our CBAC committee.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that brings us to B.
Item B, discussion of possible action to reconsider and or clarify the district's selection of architects for RFQ 1202 for the following projects.
And let's start with A1.
Can I just go with Monica's first, since she's here?
All and then, right.
So I'll go with entering into contract negotiations with MNK on Canotillo High School projects, which is...
No.
I mean Canotillo Middle School projects, which is... on the priority list, C1, C2.
No,
B1.
Oh.
Where am I? Oh, it's because it's different on this one. B1, B2, and B3.
I'll second.
And that's okay. Moore, Nordell, and Kroger.
Uh-huh. Any discussion?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Charles?
Yes.
I'll make a motion now to go into A1, the new multi-use purpose, the Northwest, enter into contract negotiations with GA Architecture for A1, C1, C2, C3, and C4. So all of that at the middle schools. GNA.
I'll second.
Okay, motion. Thank you, Friggin' Frank. Motion made and seconded to have G&A do A1, which is the new cafeteria multi-use building at Northwest Early College High School, as well as C1, the new gymnasium and seating, et cetera, at Alderete Middle School, the band room, C2, at Alderete Middle School, C3, the restroom upgrades at Alderete Middle School, and C4, the football field repairs at Alderete. Is that correct? Okay. Correct with your second? Okay. Any discussion?
Through the chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, tell them.
Well, I had a conversation with, and being inappropriate. It's fine.
With the man who's putting the other stuff in? Or other football field?
Yeah, I had a conversation that led me to believe that there might be significant savings on C4. But we could still go ahead and award.
Yeah.
Or enter into negotiations.
That's all we're doing is entering into negotiations. All right. And you can break those out individually as you negotiate, right, and, you know, come up with,
yeah,
come back to us with what's a good deal.
Sure.
Okay. So we're looking at A1, C1, C2, C3, C4 for G&A architecture. Okay. That is there. Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll make a motion to enter into contract negotiations with Dimensions Architect on D1, D2, D3, D4, 4-1, and 4-2.
No.
What?
No, there's nothing.
I mean F1, F2, and F3. So the small.
So. Wait, hang on. You jumped ahead of us. Okay, you want D? Let's do them one at a time. We'll
okay.
Let's just go with D right now, Armando.
So it's D1, D2, D3, and D4.
Okay.
Okay, and then it's going to be 4.
No, hang on. We're going to vote on this.
Okay.
That's all we're going to. So have your motion just reflect D1, 2, 3, and 4, and who you want.
Which is Dimensions Architect.
And a second.
Partnership.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded for D1, D2, D3, and D4, which are all located at our high school, to be with Dimensions Architecture. Any further discussion?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Probably shouldn't have done that. Yes. Okay, now Armando, moving down to E1, 2, and 3. We've got air conditioning, building envelope, and the windows.
We didn't really ask any questions. We could look at...
The administration's recommendation was that we go with 1 for financial purposes as a savings. Go with 1 firm to fill this need.
How about we go with MMK?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Enter into contract negotiations for E1, E2, E3.
With
MMK.
Okay, being more Nordell and Kroger.
And I'll second that. Administration absolutely appreciates that motion.
Okay, Tony?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Sure.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just to let y'all know, if y'all remember from that particular interview, the lady that was with Mr. Kroger is actually one of the...
Thank you, yeah.
On the issues of energy management and green construction, so I think they're very... And they did get the award on that for the airport.
They did. And I've heard such good things. Yeah.
And, okay. And that'll also aid CMS.
Huh?
Because
yes.
CMS is going to get the turnkey, because not only do they have the architect for their project, the Ann Moore, Nordell, and Kroger, but also the person that's doing the fenestration envelope and air conditioning across all campuses. And so he will just be the guy
that's
at
correct.
CMS. So you got your guy.
So, Madam Chair? Madam Chair?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion that we approve Dimensions Partnership, or enter into contract negotiations with Dimensions Partnership on F1, F2, F3.
Could you please add that F3 is...
Oh, and F3 is in a delay stage, delayed stage. Can we put
yeah.
Would it be subject
that
to...
Okay? We'll just, they won't do anything. The contract will have it lined out so they don't do anything on that.
Yeah, so they can't come back. And you said you were going to do this. Thank you. I'll second it. Who do you want it to be?
Dimensions Partnership.
Okay, this is for F1, F2, and...
F3.
Bless you. A possible F3.
Yeah, possible. Or delayed in stage was my motion.
Any discussion?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. González?
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No. Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
There's a question if we got a correct second on the one previous. Tony, do you have all the seconds correct?
Mm-hmm. I had Mr. Searles.
I made.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. What about on the E's?
That was Pat's.
No, I made the E.
Okay, so we're good?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rodriguez made the motion and Mr. Rose second. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. God, guys, that was a big job. I mean, seriously. I see we've got CBAC committee members here. Thank you for coming. I hope y'all will be well accommodated and happy to report back to your space station what's happened tonight. Tony, that takes us to...
Sure.
Yes, sir.
One other thing that maybe we should, in terms of telling administration, that some of those projects are going to require us to get a construction manager, possibly.
That's
I think
the
that's
next item.
So,
it's on the item.
It's the next one, Mr. Coronado.
It's not.
It's not?
No, because we haven't done that.
The wording is incorrect, right?
Regarding consulting.
Yeah.
He
has
something to say. Okay. Legal.
Let's have her tell us the agenda item first, and then you go.
Item C, discussion and possible action regarding consulting contract to complete scope of work related to projects within the DC 2011 bond.
Yes, Mr. Blanco.
This item, as I understand it from my consultation with Dr. Murphy, is not for what Mr. Rodriguez was referring to right now, something totally different.
Okay.
But I do think that, if you recall, we have an RFQ, this pending we have Mr. Gallon working on. I think that Mr. Coronado was asking about is certainly recovery with that selection, whoever that turns out to be,
right.
And have that person help coordinate these. If you
okay.
What I suggest, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir, please.
Is that once we, as soon as possible, I'd like to see that the board instruct administration to get these agreements with our architects as soon as possible and get with administration and our architect to see what the best delivery method for those projects would be.
Absolutely.
Bring it back to the board and go for RFQs on to see if we need a construction manager, an agent, whatever our architect and administration recommend to the board for the delivery method as soon as possible.
Mr. Blanco, can you work with administration on doing that, please?
Can I just add a little something to maybe on the special board meeting that I heard is...
Next
uh-huh,
week.
Next week.
See if we can. The other issue
see
is...
See if we can what?
see if we can get that, what Mr. Coronado was saying?
He wants to know how we're going to administer the projects. What type of...
Well, we won't have that by next week.
Then the other question
it's
is...
It's going to be a month.
Yeah. Then the other question that I have is not... You know how we waited? Go out for the RFQ on what the CBAC told us, but also go out on the... Maybe do the CMR, and then we don't have to bid.
Okay, we need to get back... None of this is on the agenda. So we need to get back to our agenda. They understand. Okay, I don't mean to be rude to you at all, but it isn't on the agenda, and we need to stick to our agenda.
Okay, well...
But they understand.
Let me stick to the agenda then.
Okay.
And on the consulting contract and the scope of work related to those projects, are we going out for... Just a consulting?
Hang on, let him tell it first.
Okay.
Okay, we just got the agenda item. Let Dr. Murphy present.
If I might, if I could do C&D in concert together. Steve, is that okay? President?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. Is the board fine?
As well?
Yes, and item D is discussion of possible action regarding consulting contract to complete owner's program related to the pre-K 8 campus within the DC 2011 bond.
President Searles, board members, audience, I bring C&D forward to you. As you know, we have had the resignation of Ernesto Armendariz, Executive Director of Facilities and Transportation. These two items are critical to the progression of our work over the next 6 months. And Ernesto did provide a proposal to the board on the Eagle notes that came yesterday to all board members, in which he has put in a request, a proposal to complete this work at the fee. Well, the fee do I publicly state the fee or no? I don't publicly state the fee. It was given to the board for him to complete the work prior to the April 17th deadline, which is in our contract with the architect, section 112. Of the architectural contract requires an owner's program to be delivered to the architect no later than April 17th. His proposal does outline that he would be willing to complete that as a consultant. And the other item is the scope of work that the CBAC and the CBAC members here tonight have spoken passionately about. And I forgot, and I apologize. In fact, Ms. Searles and I had just gotten off the phone about it. I forgot to put it in the Eagle note. But not only does administration recommend that we get this scope of work done and utilize Ernesto, but it was also a heavy recommendation from CBAC that the scope of work be done immediately. And to get that done, there's only, at this point, there's only one person that can do that scope of work, whether he be with us or not, and that is Ernesto. And so administration does recommend that contract. The money that we would pay Ernesto, as I said in Eagle Notes yesterday, is completely available to us. It is simply his lapsed salary. We have no one in that position. That is savings to the district that began yesterday with the return of spring break. That salary is vacated, and we would simply be repackaging those monies into a consulting contract in which he would just complete these two items. And it basically would not cost the district any additional funds, muscle mints, give or take.
So what I'm hearing, Dr. Murphy, is per your Eagle notes, that you would like for the district to enter into contracted services with Mr. Armendariz to complete the contract.
The owner's program for the pre-K 8, which is in his first paragraph.
And the scope of work related to the projects on our
to home. All 200 plus projects.
Okay. So he would do the whole...
He would do the entire thing and have it to us by April 17th.
Which is our deadline?
Which is our deadline for the owner's program.
Okay.
Not the scope of work. There is no hard deadline for the scope of work, but for the owner's program. Of course, the contract is with Carl Daniel. We can have a wonderful time with Carl.
And if the deadline needed to be extended by a week or so, I'm sure Carl will be amenable through Steve's office to do something
Does
like that.
Does the board understand what Dr. Murphy's asking and talking about? Yes, Mr. Coronado?
Is there any issues, Steve, with respect to the requirements as far as requests for proposals?
No, the only way we would do it with Ernesto is make it a condition of his separation from the district that he can consult back. You can do that with departing employees.
All right.
The other option is if you wanted to, you could, and this is the delay, and we talked about it when Mr. Armendariz has left. If you have to go out for an RFQ for that service, it's going to take some time.
Yeah. No, and I just want to make sure that we can do it legally. Yeah.
So we have two options before us. To use Mr. Armendariz, keep our timeline rolling and on schedule, possibly maybe lose a week is what I'm thinking. Or, why are you laughing, Dr. Murphy?
Yes, ma'am. Not you. I'm laughing at myself.
Okay. Did I tell it wrong?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Or, we can go out and hire someone else, and we look at putting our whole project back 3 to 4 months.
And we have, then you're hiring a separate professional, so you have to go...
An RFQ. We're going to go through a whole problem. Okay.
Can we have a, if I might?
Yes, sir.
Can we do a third option and have our current architect that we hired for that project to go ahead and do the scope of the work?
And
that's just...
Okay. I honestly have not thought about that.
Okay. Carl Daniel has, when I called him and told him the news, he did offer to do the owner's program. The problem is that the owner's program is the owner's program. It's this whole notion of who's looking out for our best interest. We trust Carl, love Carl, but this triangle of the CMR, the architect, and the owner, and this owner's program is our piece. And yes, Carl could do it, but we don't have that oversight.
And that's somewhat of a conflict of interest that he isn't the owner.
That's true. Now, one of the things we could do, Armando, is we could allow Carl to do it and then hire a third party to examine it as our pseudo-agent regarding the owner's program. That would be another option that we could do. But it would probably cost the same amount.
But that would only involve the pre-K through 8, whereas we have the other.
That's true. We're talking about, in this particular line of discussion, we're talking about item D, which is the owner's program related to the pre-K-8. And Armando is correct. A third option is Carl could do it, but I would want, administration would recommend if we did that, we would hire a third party, look over his shoulder, and represent our interest in doing that.
Which is...
Or we would have our person. Well, I'm just trying to think.
Not probably by April 17th.
The other...
I checked this morning, guys. Not a single person has applied for the position. Not one person that is qualified.
Okay. Well, do I have a motion?
Mr.
Yes, sir.
President, on D in particular, Armando's option is fully available to us. Have Carl do it. And then if administration would allow us to use the third party to look over his shoulder, that is available to us and might be preferable to having Ernesto do it. If that's the way the board wants, we would be able to do that.
Yes, Mr. Blanco?
Who would the third party be?
Yeah.
We would have to.
Here's my understanding of the issue and the need for this is time.
Yes.
It was a risk and a consideration when Mr. Armendariz announced he was leaving, that we would be stuck in the situation. So you're stuck in the situation, so what are you going to do to get the owner's program done? Either have Mr. Armendariz consult back and finish it for us, or you hire somebody else. But if you do that, Mr. Coronado said you have to go through the process to secure those services. And it's not going to be by that deadline.
All right, but let me ask, if I may, I apologize, President. And Jerry Wallace helped me write C&D. And he led me to believe that on a professional contract like this, that the board could elect just to award without an RFQ. Or did I hear that wrong?
For Ernesto, yes.
Because of the separation.
Yes.
But that's the exception.
Yes.
So if Ernesto doesn't do it, then we're into an RFQ. No matter, even if it's just a looking over the shoulder, which is a minimal project.
Right, it's no different than hiring an architect or an engineer for any other purpose.
All right.
The only question, if I might, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
The only question, I'm trying to recall, when did we have an owner's manual for Garcia Elementary or some of the other projects? And I guess we have architects that aren't even going to be on this project, but what about, I guess, the third option? Would that be an option? And the third option, or?
Hiring the consultants?
Because the other thing is that we need to go out for RFQs for what the CBAC wanted, consulting, right?
No, project manager.
Right,
and
whatever
Ron is putting that together. Mm-hmm. Although, again, he's on.
But isn't that item C?
No, C is the scope of work of the 200 and plus projects, and each one being much more delineated and spread out. Regarding.
I thought that's what we wanted our consultant to do.
No. No,
oversee.
No.
Oversee. They oversee the project.
So we're having another layer on top of our.
No, no.
Armando. Well, Ernesto, right now, this is all
this
come
is
about because Ernesto
right.
left.
This is
if Ernesto was going to be, would have remained with us, the knowledge of the scope of those 200 plus projects is in his head. So over the next few months, he would have been churning out that scope, and we still could have had an oversight, the agent, so to speak. And that is what CBAC recommended. That Ernesto stay on board, do the scope of work, and then turn it over to the agent to actually get it implemented. And then Ernesto turn his time back to the items of the
There might be some personnel questions. No?
Not for this.
Well,
I think that there's a communication gap here. What Dr. Murphy is asking us for is just to complete the contract. Not to work on overseeing, not to do any work whatsoever. Just complete the contract that was begun. Am
Section
I correct?
Section 1.12 of the architect's contract requires the school district to deliver to Carl Daniels prior to April 17th, close of business day, an owner's program, which delineates everything from types of building materials which shall be allowed to the wage scales that we will pay the workers and that they'll be required to all of the stuff you were talking about the background checks.
Yeah.
It will also include all the programs.
CJA legal.
And all of those things.
How far along are we on that?
Nothing.
At all?
Hasn't started it at all. Other than we've started the program.
The second half to this is that it's to write out the scope of work. Nobody is asking Mr. Armendariz to do any work. All he's going to do is sit down with a pen and a paper, correct?
But that's work.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not going to the campus. He's not.
No oversight.
No oversight.
What it basically is emptying his own head.
Okay.
Onto paper. Because he's the depositor of all that information.
It says here in his proposal that scope of work services will be considered as additional services and separate proposals will be provided per your request.
If there's more than the scope of work.
He says anything not related to the district program. That's just Campus 106.
But then he has another paragraph about the scope of work of the DC 2011 bond projects. I think it's paragraph 2.
That was separate. My question.
Ma'am, these are both
the fee that he's included is not only for the pre-K through 8, but for the
scope of
work for the projects related to the bond.
All the projects, the 200 plus projects on the bond. 200. Because currently we have the early bird list, part 2 list, part 3 list, and we don't have anything paragraphing the detailed scope of that work. And remember, it was Ernesto that assigned the pricing to those items. So if you see a roof replacement for $300,000, well, how did he come up with the $300,000? What type of roof is it, the requirements of that roof? And he would need to then come in and write what he meant. And we never did that. We never did the scope of work for those projects, for the bond.
I mean, if he provided that for us, shouldn't we already have it somewhere? He didn't just pull numbers out of his head.
No, he didn't. And remember, he did exemplary work for us. He gave up his Christmas vacation utilizing, and I think he sat at this table last time and explained how he used all those pricing guides and those, and he did a lot of calling around to companies and consultants to come up with those pricing lists, but he never completed a scope of work for the individual projects, which is a detailed accounting of what each project would entail so that he could give it to a contractor and the contractor could take it and just move forward.
But we did ask for it since the early bird project started.
He never completed the, and you understand, guys, it was a massive project.
Let me just finish real quick. So that way the board, the question that I had asked on the personnel issue, if you could clarify it for the rest of the board.
You're talking about hiring, Mr. Armandazzo is going to ask me a question. You're talking about hiring
Mr. Rodriguez.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Sorry.
Mr. Armandazzo is departed, but as a condition of the separation, you can ask him to consult back, and that's what we're trying to determine if you want to do. If you don't want to do that, then you're talking about hiring another professional to come in. That's going to require request for qualifications. It's covered by Chapter 22.
There's
no way to avoid that.
My thing was there were personnel issues.
But they're not.
But now we can't discuss those personnel issues. Right.
Why? If you could clarify.
They're private. They look to Mr. Armandazzo in the separation. I don't think.
And there's already, the separation has
been. Separation's occurred. Okay. It's appropriate to bring them up.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I have a suggestion. We actually did go an RFQ for miscellaneous projects related to our bond. This could be a miscellaneous project.
Sure.
And we could choose from one of the eight architects that did our deal.
On tonight's agenda
item for next week.
It's not on the agenda.
On
tonight's agenda, but you next could week. Put it in a future meeting.
Not on tonight's, but we could do it for next week.
I like that.
That's another option.
I like that option.
Would that fit within it?
I'll be honest, I don't know if an architect is capable of doing your, you'd be hiring an architect because that was what the RFQ was for, right? Just architect? You'd be hiring an architect to do your scope of work and this completion of the 2011 bond, assuming that they can do that and if it's within miscellaneous, you can do the owner's manual.
Which could change the pricing.
Oh, sure.
Can you do the owner's program?
Here's the SAM, or, no. And here's the architect.
No, you've got
to
be.
It has to be like this. And we need
if the board is, I will say this. Okay, President Searles, this is what administration recommends.
No, it's not.
If the board is at all uncomfortable with this.
Well, let's just vote on it.
Okay. Let me just say
up
this.
Or down.
If Carl Daniel can do the owner's program,
the rest of it.
All I would ask is that the board allow us to RFQ quickly for a consultant to be our eyes and ears as Carl completes the owner's program.
We can't do that tonight. It's not on the agenda.
If you read the item. It says discussion and possible action regarding consulting contract to complete owner's program.
Okay, mm-hmm.
So you actually could approve and just say
something else.
Ask Carl to do it, but get a consultant to assist Carl representing our interests.
Okay.
And administration would be okay.
But you're still going to have to go out for an RFQ.
Yeah, but yes, they could start on the owner's manual.
But it's a very short RFQ, and we could direct Carl to go ahead and begin. And then that person could come on and be a reviewer. And administration would be okay with that. That's where you want to go.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
We could do that or just choose one of the other architects that did the RFQs, that submitted the RFQ. Because they submitted for
projects. So you could like award it to GA or somebody like that?
Whoever.
We could tonight?
No, not tonight. Because it's not on the agenda. That would have been Group G that I talked about.
It's that miscellaneous group that you were talking about earlier.
That was Group G, but it's not on there.
But, okay, let me ask you, Steve, on item D, 6D, I do not say in the item related to Ernesto Armendariz's proposal. I just said discussion and possible action regarding consulting contract to complete owners program. Why couldn't we pick?
Because it's
couldn't you get direction from board directs administration to go to GQ Architect and talk to them about it?
No, because no. I don't think the intention and the scope of that item
was ever.
I don't think it's a bad suggestion, but it's really kind of horseshoeing it in there, because this is a single consulting contract. What Mr. Barton was talking about is awarding it to somebody who submitted a response. That's not what this is for.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Dr. Murphy, why don't you come back with some additional thoughts on this to the board at next week's meeting, some proposals?
Be happy to.
Can we direct to?
We flesh this out a little bit here, and
Carl is in the middle of his programming. He's having all these meetings. We have a week.
I do not agree with, I mean, you can't have a triangle and the same person represent two sides of it.
We go to those meetings. I am there. Gustavo is there.
Yeah, but you're, Dr. Murphy, it's not like ever, do you even mow the yard at home? I mean, that's not profession.
But all we're doing is gathering input from community members, citizens, about what they would like to see in the new school. It's not a technical exercise in any way, shape, or form. We're on big easel boards. Hey, I want to make sure that the playground.
Well, just come back to us.
Okay. I appreciate. Actually, administration appreciates that, and we can come back in a week, and we will not lose any more traction by waiting one more week.
I don't think a week will kill anyone.
No, it won't. Okay. Regarding
this, board comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm more.
Yes, me too.
Ms. Gonzalez, do you feel okay? Everybody's comfortable.
Thank you,
Dr. Murphy. So C and D will be postponed. I move to postpone C and D until next week. I have a second.
I'll second.
Tony, can we take a vote?
Yes, ma'am. Mrs.
Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Barnhouse?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes. Thank you very much. That takes us, Tony, to 7, executive session.
Yes, ma'am. The time is now 8:04 p.m., and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code, sections 551071, 551072, and 551074, for discussion of legal counsel regarding potential acquisition of real estate, discussion of non-renewal of professional personnel, and renewal of continuing terms, and probationary contract teachers and other certified, non-certified professionals for the 2012-13 school year.
Yeah.
Steve, let me ask you. I love those little folders. They really are.
Hey, which are you?
Did you? I think we can throw these books away now.
Right.
Are we recording?
Yes.
No, you gotta pause it for just a second.
It is time to call back into open session. It is 9:37.
To the chair.
Yes, sir.
Board members, at your table is a blue copy of policy BE Local. BE Local, among other things, directs the superintendent to consult on all board agendas with the board president. Please know that I am learning as a fairly new superintendent, and I am reviewing this policy to make sure that I'm in compliance, and I apologize publicly for a lapse last week regarding this when I was ill, but I appreciate BE Local, and I will be sure to follow in the future. Thank you, President.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't know. We want you to know. Yeah. But if you've already paid for it, then you can change it.
Can I
have it?
Yeah.
I'll
bring it. Excuse me.
Okay. I'm so sorry. We're back into open session, and
I just have a question, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
sir,
ma'am. No.
Tonight's not our best night on names. Thank God that camera went away, too.
That's what I did. Dr. Murphy,
This one, the agenda deadline, that I know that this is internal, so like, they are complying?
You mean is staff?
Yes.
Complying with getting it, probably not perfectly, however, we are able to conduct our business. If the board would like, I will put BD Local on our next agenda to fully discuss it. It's not on the agenda tonight. It's for an information item only.
Maybe Letty could just call you.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, just call you.
I know the company is frustrated every now and again with some of the leadership.
Okay.
But we are able to conduct our business.
Okay.
I'm going to discuss this in policy.
Okay.
You want to put it on your policy committee? Okay, no problem.
Moving back to our agenda, we are at number 7. A.
Number 8A?
Yeah, 8A.
8A is discussion and possible action regarding possible board resolution regarding the City of El Paso's plan, El Paso development plan, and related real estate issues with Kenny TOISD. Mr. Warnko?
Thank you. Board President Strolls, board members of Dr. Murphy. I know that today the master plan was approved by City Council, but we had been asked to revise the resolution regarding development related to comprehensive plan within KMTO Independent School District. When we did that, what we did was we took out the dividing language where we said it was okay on one side of I-10 but not on the other, and we focused on the character of the area. So on page 1 of the proposed resolution, you'll see in the final section where it begins whereas, it now reads, whereas the Board of Trustees opposes any development within the boundaries of the KMTO ISD without the proper allocation of resources to address transportation, utility infrastructure, and the impact on the character of the community being developed. And then in the second page.
And this is page 172 and 173 of your board book?
Yes, in case you don't have it out. And then on the second page, we deleted the section stating that we completely opposed development south of Interstate 10, and what we did instead was again focus on in items 4 and 5 that look at the character of the area being developed. I did this as a revision of the prior proposed resolution, and I think it fits with what the board had asked. I don't know if y'all have any questions about it, but it's there for your consideration.
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, administration is very happy with this, has no problem with approving.
Board have any problems?
It took out the west and east of I-10 language and focused it on, well, you know, the character of the area that the new development is going in.
I make a motion to approve the resolution as presented by our legal counsel.
I'll second the motion.
Any more discussion? Tony?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
President, is there direction from the board as to how you want us to distribute this? Is there the entities?
It has to be sent to all the entities, and I think probably Mr. Blanco would know and make sure that it is included in the plan. Since they adopted it today, obviously it is not included in the plan. So possibly he can cause it to be included in the plan, since we did not have a seat at the table from the beginning and weren't included there.
Can we get a completely signed copy to send it to our office all routed?
I believe that they're still asking for, well, was that on?
We have until the 23rd.
Okay. Well, then if you'll just put it together as it should be, and we'll get it signed.
It's signed by Ms. Searles, Ms. Gonzalez, and myself.
But it was approved City Council today.
Today.
Are they still taking public input on that?
I saw something, public input through
was it I think it might be part of the Plan El Paso, which, yeah, that's exactly. Plan El Paso on the planelpaso.org website. It would be recorded on that.
Well, if Ms. Searles and Ms. Gonzalez can stay after and we can sign a copy this evening, we can get it tomorrow.
I'm okay. Getting it right now.
And if you would make sure it is included, and I think it has to go to the county as well, because we are a lot of county.
County and the city.
And
PSB.
And PSB.
How about the electric company?
It goes to the city or the Paso Planning Department, the Paso Commission, the mayor, the city council, the comprehensive plan consultants who are Dozy Cole, and the county judge and county engineer.
And you want to add Archuleta as
yes.
well? Mm-hmm. Add Ed, please.
Okay.
And okay. that'll need to go by Friday, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I think that wraps us up. We don't have any.
A cover letter from your office saying we want it included in the plan.
We have no personnel items under 9A, B, or C? Yes?
Yes, we need to consider or recommendation for the board to approve the renewal of the continuing term and probationary contract teachers and other certified, non-certified professionals for the 2012-13 school year.
I'll move to renew our continuing term and probationary contract teachers and other certified, non-certified professionals for the 12-13 school year, as presented by the administration. Thank you. Tony?
Who made the second? I'm sorry.
Ms. Quintana.
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes. And with that, I'll move to non-renew or to accept the non-renewal as presented by the Board of Professional Personnel.
And we have none at this point.
Then we won't take any of them.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask just a clarifying question of the board? At the next special board meeting, is it desired that administration bring back a architecture item that would allow for other miscellaneous projects? At the next board meeting? I'm referring back to a previous item, that's okay. And then, yes?
What's a...
Tell it again.
That we would bring back a discussion and possible action to enter into negotiations with an architect for other miscellaneous projects in the DC 2011 bond.
And at a concurrent, or another item, where we have the option of what everybody, what we have discussed today,
contract manager
program and the scope of work, options other than the proposal that was presented tonight.
The other thing that I would like to see that was presented today with the energy management stuff, if it has to be an architect, an engineer, or can the energy management?
For Monday.
No, not for Monday, but just for. Oh, okay. I thought it was not for Monday, but if we could have that. I didn't know. He didn't tell me Monday when I...
For Monday, I'll get the miscellaneous projects, and then I'll, on items 6A and D, no, I'm sorry, 6, I apologize, 6C and D, I will bring back options that do not include Ernesto Armendariz.
Well, but, Board President, may I?
Yes, sir.
In order to use those RFQs for the architects to pick someone to serve as the firm or individual that's going to oversee the scope of work for 3K-8, it's going to have to fit within the miscellaneous. I don't think you need to break it out. As I understand, the idea would be that that's going to be part of the
miscellaneous
project in the miscellaneous, and we will choose an architect if the board desires to do so to manage that portion of that.
So project. I don't even need to mention, well, to include scope of work and owner's program along with other miscellaneous. Okay, if you could help me write that.
Okay.
And we'll bring that for the next meeting.
Madam Chair, if the board's wanting to do that and you don't want to entertain the other option of having Ernesto do it, then we can do that. Otherwise, we'll need another item like we had tonight, right, Steve?
Yes.
Why don't we just have all the options.
Okay.
Here are all our options. And here's, I doubt seriously you're going to have a firm cost, but here's an estimate.
Well,
you can give an estimate.
I have
people
an estimate
know.
In that what Ernesto has given me.
Well, I know what he's given you, but you can pretty much guess just what the market is going to bear on I mean, I think you could look up on the computer, you could Google what's an architect paid by the hour, and, you know, they're going to give you a roundabout price, and you could give that to us,
right.
Something that we could just average on.
Well, Ernesto had,
no?
And this is interesting, because Ernesto had estimated 25 days of work, and that is because he knows it.
Oh, it's going to take much longer.
It's going to be longer.
Can you give us options? Just
An Ernesto option, and then I'll give the Sergio option.
And then research, do we really need that? Do we really need the owner's manual? See if we had it at Garcia.
We do not need the owner's manual if we trust Carl Daniel totally. Or we do need it if we want a third party to look over our interests.
We must. We've had too many pitfalls.
We could do that once we have our architect present.
And we'll discuss it next week.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Okay, with that, does anybody want to go home?
The motion would be the same, and then we can decide just not to do it.
It's not near late enough. You hush up, Ms. Brigham.
No, it's not. You have to wait at least 10 minutes.
You also have the warrant list items.
Yes, thank you very much, Ms. Sakita. Okay, everybody want to go home?
Okay.
It's 9:50. Let's go home. Move to adjourn. Thank you very much, guys.
Good job, guys.
This was a big meeting. I mean, we got our architect. Christine.